New Millennium Audio presents
David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. Whether I shall turn out to be the hero of my own life, or whether that station will be held by anybody else, these pages must show. To begin my life with the beginning of my life, I record that I was born, as I've been informed and believe, on a Friday at 12 o'clock at night. It was remarked that the clock began to strike and I began to cry simultaneously. I was born at Blunderston in Suffolk, a posthumous child. My father's eyes had closed upon the light of this world 6 months when mine opened on it. My first childish associations are with his white gravestone in the churchyard, and of the indefinable compassion I used to feel for it, lying out alone there in the dark night, when our little parlour was warm and bright with fire and candle, and the doors of our house were, almost cruelly it seemed to me sometimes, bolted and locked against it. An aunt of my father's, and consequently a great aunt of mine, of whom I shall have more to relate by and by, was the principal magnet of our family. Miss Trotwood, or Miss Betsy, as my poor mother always called her, when she sufficiently overcame her dread of this formidable personage to mention her at all, had been married to a husband younger than herself, who, though very handsome, was strongly suspected of having beaten Miss Betsy. His incompatibility of temper induced Miss Betsy to pay him off and effect a separation of mutual consent. She immediately took her maiden name again, bought a cottage on the seacoast, a long way off, established herself there as a single woman with one servant, and was understood to live secluded ever afterwards in an inflexible...